They say that timing is everything. If that's true, then Governor Chris Christie had, well, not the best of weeks. On the day when he was addressing an economic summit in Washington, the state's credit rating was once again downgraded. The governor is also facing a deadline for him to declare his stand regarding a firearms issue. That's once again before the state legislature here. Look at all this is the Assemblywoman from New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. How are you this week?
Good morning. Great. Thanks.
Well, much as most everyone expected, with the revelations about the budget shortage, $807 million, although some are saying it could be close to $1 billion once everything is found, and this follows downgrades by Fitch Ratings. Earlier this month, Standard & Poor's in April, Moody's has now lowered the credit rating for New Jersey by one step, which, if you want to get technical, that's AA3 to A1. They said the state was in a weakened financial position resulting from recurring revenue shortfalls, noting that the governor had racked up three consecutive years of weak budget to actual performance and covering shortfalls with one-shot moves instead of finding stable sources of revenue doesn't help. Moody's expects more strain in the coming year with the ongoing pressure of pension contribution increases and lagging economic performance. They will be challenged to improve its weak liquidity position.
Yeah, the difficulty here, as everyone knows, is that once your rating goes down, it's difficult to get it back up. It's just like even with your personal finances. Once your credit rating goes down, it takes a long, long time to get it back up. So the impact of this, the direct impact, is the fact that going forward now, any monies that are borrowed, any bonding that occurs, the rate will certainly, it will be higher and ultimately will cost the taxpayers more money. So this is problematic. And, you know, obviously the Christie administration had been working very hard to get us out of the hole. And this is unfortunate.
Now, one of the moves, this was according to the state treasurer in a committee hearing this past week, is they're contemplating taking what they were going to contribute to the state pension fund, which is $52 billion in the hole, and bump that payment up. So technically, it will be a payment made in the next fiscal year. But then again, they had plans for a larger payment in the next fiscal year to go into the pension fund, too.
Yeah, the revenue numbers that came in obviously have now put the kibosh on many plans that were made. So certainly there's a lot of uncertainty with regard to the budget and what's going to happen and ultimately what it will look like. So the next month will be a lot of activity in Trenton for sure.
Mentioned that the state treasurer was in front of a Senate budget committee, and he basically said, you know, he was being questioned about what are the plans, how, where they're going to get the $107 million to close the budget gap, and paraphrasing, the treasurer basically said, give me a couple of weeks, I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. Would it have been better to say, at least come up with a list of here's what's considered and here's what's untouchable?
Yeah, I do think that it would have been better, even, you know, if it was only, you know, in the infancy of putting a list together, to say that, you know, we're looking for other ways to cut. But, you know, the difficulty with this budget process is that, you know, the administration puts this budget together. They did not anticipate these horrible revenue numbers. And now they have to go back to each department and say, we've got to find ways to cut. And what can you do for us? So that's on the responsibility of the individual department heads. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
I don't know if this is a hint of things to come. This is after the governor proposed his $34.4 billion budget, saying that there will be no new taxes on the people of New Jersey. Didn't say anything about no new fees, because apparently there are nearly two dozen fees and fines that the governor wants increased, which is just now becoming public. A $2 boost in the fee to motor vehicle fines that would fund the forensic DNA lab. Fingerprint fees for non-criminal background checks would go up by $15. Home improvement contractors have to pay $110 instead of $90 to register with the state, $90 instead of $75 to renew the registration. Division of Alcohol Beverage Control, they would see increase of fees across their board, basically a couple of dozen different directions, but that only comes up to about $35 million.
Yeah, and, you know, the difficulty here is that although, you know, they tie them to good causes in terms of where the money is going to be used, The difficulty is fees are technically a tax. And, you know, here we have an awkward situation where, you know, I guess that, you know, they're just scrapping to find dollars wherever they can. But, you know, the Democrats control both houses of the legislature. They seem committed to eliminating some of the taxes that were already in the budget. And, you know, now that these have come to light, maybe it'll be interesting to see what they do with the document.
Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McHose on the web, it's AllisonMcHose.com, and State House is NJLedge.state.nj.us. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. The bill is A-2006, and much like in the NASCAR race, it's on its final white flag lap onto the checkered flag. It's gone through the Assembly once. We were passed on back in March, passed by a vote of 46-31. Went through the Senate, had a little retooling, went through the Senate a second time, passed there by a vote of 22-17, headed back to the Assembly this coming Thursday, and it all hinges on reducing the permitted capacity of ammunition magazines from 15 to 10 rounds, the mystery being, what will the governor do when the clock starts ticking and the bill comes to his desk and he has 45 days to do something with it?
Yes, and like you said, the bill was technically, there were some technical amendments that were done in the Senate, and now it comes back to the Assembly. We have to concur with those amendments, and then it goes to the governor's desk. the big question is, will the governor outright veto this? Will he conditionally veto it, which means he makes some recommended changes, sends us the bill back, and says, put these in, and then I'll sign it? Or will he sign it into law? You know, this is a very, you know, once again, we're making laws that impact the legal gun owners, and the criminals could care less. So I just think it's a mistake, and hopefully he will do the right thing.
Although this does become a bellwether as far as a little insight into what his 2016 intentions are, because, well, just as an example, last year, governor proposed banning sales of the 50 caliber rifle. It's one of the most powerful firearms any civilian can buy. Pro-Gun New Hampshire sent Christie a letter warning him that it was watching his actions, quote-unquote, on four gun control bills, including that ban. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks later, Christie vetoed two of the bills, including the 50 caliber ban. So there are those who are looking at this politically and saying that if he goes along with the magazine limitations, he's pretty much going to run in 2016 because he's fairly confident he cannot get a majority of a conservative voting base, and he's going to start with the support of a 10-round magazine. He's starting to play toward the middle.
Yeah, the difficulty with 2016 is that you have two very different elections. You have a primary where the whole field of Republicans will range from very conservative to more moderate. And he has to get through that first before moving on to November and whomever, you know, the candidate is. Because I heard rumors yesterday that Mrs. Clinton maybe doesn't want to run. I mean, like all kinds of crazy stuff going on. So there's a long time to consider this. But like you said, it will be watched. And I think that he has an easy out by saying we have some of the strictest gun laws in the country and we don't need more, period. So if he gets pressure from the left, I don't know. We'll see.
Wrap up with a minute here. A resolution that both you and Assemblyman Space have been supporting, AR-109, is progressing. This approves a promotion of New Jersey State Parks, historical and cultural heritage, because when people come to see the free stuff, they spend money in the surrounding businesses, hotels, restaurants, gas stations, and things like that.
Exactly. This resolution makes sense because not only do we want to encourage people to come to our state parks, but also our national parks, and we're sort of piggybacking together and promoting all the incredible history that we have here in New Jersey.
Again, that's AR-109, which you can look up and check out what that's all about over at the state website, njledge.state.nj.us. And to communicate something that you feel is important or to share your thoughts on what we talked about here with the Assemblywoman, you do that at AllisonMcHose.com. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. We will talk again next week.
And have a great Sunday.